Bluenile.com.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, February 21st, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have a ton of things to do today. We're going to have a couple of guests. Bradley LeCroy, assistant baseball coach, Clemson Tigers, joins us 7:45 this morning. We're going to review the Tigers' first four games, see what he thinks about his ball club so far. Then we're going to preview VMI coming to town. It's 7:45, and you can tell like that idea. Of course, I like the idea that eventually the rain might stop so we can actually play some college baseball around here. 8:05 this morning, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. We didn't get a chance to visit with him last week as I was out, so we'll have Paul Strelo on, and certainly looking forward to getting caught up on this unbelievable class of 2020 that's taking shape here at Clemson. In case you missed it last night, Zion Williamson blows out a shoe, sprains a knee in the first 36 seconds of the Duke-North Carolina game, helps lead the way to North Carolina's 88-72 win against Duke. Just a couldn't have drawn it up any worse. The only thing that worse for Duke and Duke fans was a Duke fan last night that paid $3,000 to get in, him and his buddy go for $6,000. Then you watch Zion get hurt in the first 36 seconds. Then you watch your arch rival beat you by 16 last night, 88-72. Just a strange night in Durham. North Carolina was a winner last night. Adidas is a winner last night. Under Armour is a winner last night. Nike shoes blowing out. Speaking of blowouts, game was a blowout. Again, 88-72. Tar Heels love going to Cameron and rubbing Duke's nose in that. Interesting to see how long Zion is out. Mike Krzyzewski called it a mild knee sprain. We'll see. San Diego State upset sixth-ranked Nevada last night, 65-57. Nevada's second loss of the year. Michigan State ranked 10th in the country, beat Rutgers 71-60. Marquette ranked 11th in the country, 10-point win, 79-69 against Butler. Butler's not very good. Florida went to LSU last night, got a nice win, 82-77 over the 13th-ranked LSU Tigers. Georgetown beat 17th-ranked Villanova last night, 85-73. A lot of those bubble teams look really good now. Florida's a kind of a, I guess they're kind of a bubble team. Georgetown's kind of a bubble team. Nice wins there. I guess you could say San Diego State's kind of a bubble team. Nice win there for all those teams against ranked teams. Syracuse, kind of a bubble team. Had a 20-point win at home against 18th-ranked Louisville last night. So last night, number 18, number 17, number 13, number six and number one all go down in college basketball. Crazy, crazy night. All started with Zion's shoe. Other ACC action last night, NC State at home beats Boston College 89-80. They're a bubble team. State is. Georgia Tech beat Pittsburgh 73-65. Hey, speaking of crazy nights, Athens, Georgia last night. Georgia fan, Mississippi State's on the line, 0.5 seconds to go. Fan didn't like it. Fan throws a stuffed bulldog on the floor. Georgia gets a technical. Guy goes to the line, makes the one of the three free throws, and Mississippi State wins 68-67. Tom Crean's just all upset. Auburn beats Arkansas 79-56. Some people played college baseball yesterday. Auburn beat Alabama. 22nd-ranked Auburn won 10-2. 14th-ranked Mississippi State beat UAB 3-2. Campbell beat 11th-ranked East Carolina 7-6. 19th-ranked Oklahoma State beat Little Rock 8-3. North Florida down 5th-ranked Florida 7-1. 10th-ranked Ole Miss beat Arkansas State 15-3. It was 18th-ranked TCU beat Abilene Christian 12-2. Top-ranked Vanderbilt held on against Evansville 5-4. But LSU and Clemson and Florida State and Georgia and North Carolina all rained yesterday. No other non-ranked ACC games yesterday. Non-ranked SEC games, A&M beat Prairie View 9-1. South Carolina postponed, Presbyterian. It was Alabama State postponed. So it's just rain wreaking havoc everywhere. Speaking of basketball and knee injuries, we found out yesterday, Clemson football signee Brighton Constantine torn ACL high school basketball game. Hate that. Not sure how much he would have played this year, but still just kind of hate that. World Golf Championships going on in Mexico City. We'll tell you tee times. We'll tell you these guys, what time they're playing, and give you an idea what's going on there. Have college football news. Georgia is going to swap Auburn and Tennessee in the times of the year they play them. I always play Tennessee early and I always play Auburn late. They're going to switch those around in 2020. I'll tell you the details of that coming up. Speaking of college football, two other quick notes. Number one, Anna Hickey yesterday, 247, hinted that Clemson and Georgia Tech could be moving their games in Atlanta away from historic Bobby Dodd Stadium in Grant Field, maybe to another stadium like maybe Mercedes-Benz Dome. That's interesting. And Rivals came out with their top 250 yesterday. So, that, the net ratings. We have nothing to do with sports because it's just going to rain and keep raining and keep raining. Rain today, rain tomorrow, rain on Saturday. Outside, after Saturday, we look pretty good, though. And next week, we're talking about 60s. So, that's good. But goodness gracious, man. Except then look up on March the 3rd, we got some snow showers on the 3rd and the 4th and 5th. Anyway, tired of it, ready to do that. Tired of me bumping my gums. Most important thing we do, host of segment 2, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the guy that didn't have anything after the show yesterday for a change this time of year, because he's always on behind the controls over there, or that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world. But number one in your heart, Zach Orr. Yeah, boy.
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing?
Oh, man. Couldn't be better. Very blessed. Everything's great. Little boy's great. Played with him. Just couldn't be better. I just got this. My wife just sent me this picture. She said, just make yourself comfortable, drink. He just twinned her legs. Just kick it back, man. Just having a blast.
So he's still sleeping through the night?
Well, you know, he gets up about every 3 hours to eat. But, man, he's just a perfect little baby. Doesn't cry unless he's wet, hungry, and really not cry when he's sleepy. Wet or hungry, that's it.
How about that?
So he's perfect.
That's awesome.
Talk to me. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Happy to be here this morning. We survived the thunderstorm last night. I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Winston was fine. Thanks for asking.
That's what I do. Like, how are you? What's going on? I want to hear all about it. I did ask about Winston the other day.
Loud thunderstorms last night here in Clemson, which was enjoyable. I love a good thunderstorm, if we're going to be honest.
You know who doesn't?
Who?
Marley.
No?
Not a fan.
Why is that?
He just doesn't like it, man. For 4th of July and thunderstorms. Not a big fan.
Hate to hear it. Yeah. Hate to hear it. So.
So yesterday, we postponed our baseball game to April.
24th.
And as a result, you had a day off outside of 9 o'clock.
Free at last.
What took up the time after that? What'd you do?
I went home and took a nap because I was up late doing that 9 o'clock basketball game the night before.
Yeah.
and caught up on a little bit of sleep, and we took care of some things here, there, and everywhere, and ultimately ended up back here this morning.
Took an hour nap yesterday with Drake and Mare. That was nice. First time I really, you know, took a little nap with him. That's always nice.
Didn't roll over. You got to make sure he's in one spot.
That's right, man. That's right. He always sleeps on her chest now, though, which is so cool to watch. Watch the final part of the movie Draft Day.
Oh, yeah?
I got to tell you, buddy, you got to watch it. It's good.
It took you like 2 weeks to watch
it. It's okay. It's good, man. You like the NFL draft?
Yeah.
You like this. It's good. Now, it's got some Hollywood stuff to it, you know? They Hollywoodized it.
Naturally.
It's not all realistic. But it's a good movie. I liked it. I got to be honest with you. It's better than the other garbage you're putting out right now. Yesterday, Mare decided she wanted to watch A Star Is Born. You seen it yet?
No. No, I don't think I'm going to be watching it.
Save yourself. You know, you're getting old when you look up an article. How many times has Bradley Cooper used the F-bomb in the movie? 54 times in the movie.
Oh, yeah?
It's like they went overboard with it. It doesn't bother you, right? But if someone, like, goes overboard with it, like, you know.
I was a little taken aback, if you're talking about movies that go overboard, by Django.
Yeah.
Django was a lot.
It's like that. It's like they go out of their way to do it, to make a point.
It doesn't bother me ultimately at the end of the day. It is what it is.
Lady Gaga's talented. Cooper did a pretty good job. Sad ending. But, I don't know. She's better than Streisand.
Somehow this came up last night, that movie. And because Kristen had watched it, I guess.
She like it?
I have no idea. And
good thing you asked her about it.
And
got a funny story to tell you.
She had watched it, and then she was talking with Kelly about it. And Lady Gaga, is it?
Yes.
Has split with her real-life fiancé because of the movie.
Oh, because of the movie?
Because of the connection with Mr. Bradley Cooper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He got a little jealous.
I guess. I don't know. This was new information to me last night. I'm bringing it to you this morning.
I would guess this.
As I learned it last night.
This is a guess.
I'm a big pop culture guy, as you can tell.
Maybe he doesn't want to break up with her. Maybe he's just showing his poker face.
I mean, I get that. I
you used a cool runnings joke yesterday.
Yeah, it went right over
you. Went right over my head. Mm-hmm. You know our good friend Felicia that brought you water that day?
Yeah.
She got it. What was
good,
it?
Good. It's just the saying that they use before they push the sled and luge.
What is it? What's the saying?
I'll work it in at some point again today.
Oh, I'm going to be all ears for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife was listening. She said, it's like the F-bombs seem disingenuous. Like they put them in there when it just didn't make sense. Like when you put them between the words Los and Angeles, you know, or something like that. Like between Zach and Orr. I mean, come on, you know, you don't have to get them all in there, man. Like just, it would be, I get what you're trying to say. You don't have to do it all. Maybe I'm getting old. Start complaining about that. It was good, though. It wasn't great. It was good. And then I watched Duke, North Carolina last night. 36 seconds in. Can you imagine being a Duke fan? And you go on StubHub, you go, hey, buddy, let's go to the game. All right, yeah, look, man, I don't really have as much money, but let's, once in a lifetime, we get to see Zion at home. The only time you'll ever see Zion at home.
Against North Carolina.
You pay $3,000, you and your buddy pay $6,000. He plays 36 seconds, blows out the Nike, hurts the knee. You get blown out by 88-72. Can you imagine? Has there ever been a worse investment for any sports fan ever than that? Maybe the South Carolina fan. I read this on Gamecock Central one time. The 63-17 game. Do you remember that game, by the way? You were, how old were you at 63-17?
2003. I'm
10. And Clemson wins. They take the ball right down the field first three times and score long touchdown passes. Curry, Hamilton, and Ben Hall. Guy on Gamecock Central says, my babysitter's late. He's a Gamecock. He says, my babysitter's late. He said we pulled into the parking lot as kickoff happens, and I hear on the radio, touchdown Clemson, touchdown Derek Hamilton, whatever. He said we walk, we you know, get everything, my wife gets everything put up, whatever. We walk, start walking the stadium, got a good little walk. I hear the crowd go loud, I hear the PA say touchdown. Aries, Curry. I said 14-0. He goes, no. Sorry. You heard the first one, he heard it walk in the stadium. The second one, he says, my wife is going to the bathroom, so I'm underneath the stadium, and I hear the second one. He goes, the third one, we walk in, we sit down. It's the first play I see. Ben Hall scores a touchdown. Look at my wife. I said, you ready to go home? He saw one play. A good friend of mine was down at the the Texas Tech Clemson game down in Orlando. Left into the first half to drive back to Clemson from Orlando. I had a, when you hadn't asked Kristen about it, this is a good one too. My good friend, you know, Hank Bruner's called the show before. Dr. Bruner, the Air Force vet that had to take care of the, was it the goat? No, what'd they steal? They stole something. Stole the Falcon or something from somebody.
I don't know.
Whatever they stole. Stole the goat, stole the mule, whatever they stole. Anyway, we're sitting one night in 2010, and he looks at his wife and goes, Elizabeth, how are the tulips? And she says, Hemp, what tulips? He goes, the one over in Amsterdam. He goes, Hemp, that was in 1978. He goes, yeah, no, I'm just getting around to asking. He just forgot to ask, like, what do you think about the tulips over the Netherlands? So in about 10 years, look at Chris and go, hey, Chris, by the way, forgot to ask you. How was Stars Born?
I'll make a note of it, and we'll circle back around.
You don't know if she liked it or not.
She did. She enjoyed it.
What's on tap segment two?
An article I read yesterday about hypothetical trades in college football. Did you read this one?
I saw it, and then I thought, well, wait a minute. I kind of want to live in on Earth.
Oh,
with,
I loved it.
With adults who live in reality rather
it.
Than this hypothetical world of... How was your game with the Sims yesterday? Did you do okay with it?
Allow yourself to have a little bit of fun. Live in this world for just but a moment, but a segment, and we'll enjoy the I think it's 9 different trades.
I'm gonna do it for the 12-minute segment we're gonna do, and then I'll be an adult and come back to my world.
And then I'm gonna stomp my feet, say how stupid it is, and we're gonna move on with the show and talk about real things
like Zion's shoe.
Like Zion's shoe ripping through his Nike.
If I'm Adidas this morning, I come out and go, our shoes don't rip.
Yeah. Is anybody really going to Foot Locker this morning, though, and not buying a Nike shoe because a 300-pound animal
me.
Ripped through his shoe?
If he had Hokas on last night, I guarantee he'd be playing. Tell you that much. My Hokas don't tear.
There's no chance.
Never had a Hoka tear. Tell you that much. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson, 435 brand new vehicles. I want to talk to you about buying smart, buying these certified pre-owned vehicles with the certified benefits, with the limited warranty coverage, with the inspection of the Carfax report. And they have a huge, huge selection over there right now. So go buy. See, first, you go online. You check out the payments. Check out, you can shop by payments. And then you look at all what's going on and how it works and see that great inventory over there. So they can help you out. While you're there, check out the 2019s. I know that in the end, they're very, very proud of the 19 models. No, I know that. Granger Nissan, they're located in Anderson. They're proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. They're at 3510 Clemson Boulevard. The number's 324-0650. 435 vehicles on the lot right now. The inventory is one of the most important things they do there. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson. .com. A break. Segment two. Never, never land with Zach Orr right after this.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE. Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USA N.A.
Foothills Metal Supply of Pickens is your local supplier for metal roofing supplies and more. Buy from a dealer who has pride in providing you with the highest quality materials at the best price. Stop by their lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens today and see all they have to offer. Foothills Metal Supply allows you to cut out the middleman and go directly to what you need. Call today for more information at 864-481-9180. That's 864-481-9180.
Here is a tough question that needs a good answer. Why have you not booked your free consultation with the Health Dare yet? Walt Diptula here, and if you're wrestling with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and you want those symptoms gone, you need to book your free consultation with the Health Dare. You need to do it now, even if you just want to lose weight. But think, it's too hard. Book your free consultation. The Health Dare really works in a big way. A big thing I love about the Health Dare is that it's not some magic pill. It's a lifestyle plan with a big support team and lots of help. You can have carbs, even eat fast food. It's like nothing else. Anyone can do the Health Dare, and yes, this includes you. Turn your radio up and repeat after me. Today is the day you will dig out of that unhealthy hole. Book your consultation with the Health Dare. Do it for yourself and your family. Don't put it off. The Health Dare is so confident, they even guarantee your success. Visit iDareGreenville.com. Your health is too important to wait. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Ready for a deal and same-day delivery? Time for a Target run. Now you can have Target run to you when you start your free two-week trial of Shipt Today. Same-day delivery shops the cart you create and delivers it fast, so you can fill up your fridge with your phone. It's easy. Get more delivered same day and enjoy a two-week trial free. Learn more at Target.com/Shipt. That's S-H-I-P-T. Target run and done. Offer valid for new annual members.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and scooped up. Pickney comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
More music like that. You know what? You owe me a Tim Tebow today.
You know, hoping you forget about that.
No. See, Zach, that song, the Travis Wilbury song, I've been riding shotgun. That guy hit me with the horns 20.
Yeah. Tony.
Yeah. All those guys, man, that just gets me in a good mood. And man, life's great. And just want to be happy and tell you all about the great things out there. So, little Tim Tebow is going to get you, I think, fired up this morning. When are we doing it, by the way?
Listen, we'll do it when it comes around.
7:05?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Looking forward to that. Hey, Carolina Heating Service. They're committed to providing our customers with the highest value of heating and air conditioning solutions. In the industry, they strive to do this by partnering with some of the top quality manufacturers. They employ highly trained employees. I know a couple of these employees there. And these are NAIT certified employees. Supporting their success and their continuing education to make them much better suited to come into your home and help you, come into your business and help you. Their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. That's the top quality salespeople, the top quality service people, the top quality installation people. They want to meet and exceed your expectations. Mainly, they want to do the right thing. 707-0924, 864-707-0924, online. It's carolinaheating.com. Segment two, with Zach Orr.
Vicky, come with me to a world of pure imagination real quick. What do you think?
I thought you were going to do the Robert Plant, the Honey Drippers.
The Honey Drippers? No, I was not going
to
go down that road.
Come with me, my love, to the sea.
I like
the
that.
The sea of love.
My goodness. If you want to take the second segment.
I want to tell you.
And just do a little bit of singing for the folks at home.
I love you. Come with me. Yes.
We good?
Oh, we're great now after hearing that.
We're good? People aren't even going to listen to this segment.
Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin,
mm-hmm.
little Alison Krauss, and little Honey Drippers. There you go.
He's a diverse and immense talent.
My buddy said the greatest rock and roll band ever, Led Zeppelin.
Is that right?
I'm not buying it.
Who's your greatest rock and roll band ever?
I don't know.
Think about it as we talk about this for a second.
All right. What you got for me over there?
We're going to talk a little bit about a fantasy land. I know you love transfers and kids switching schools all the time, so I figured you'd love this topic even more. Trades in college football. Obviously, this doesn't happen. There are certain rules and protocols and things in place that this is just not a reality in college football. But we talk about the trade deadline in all the major pro sports. We obviously just passed the NBA deadline. The NHL deadline is coming up on the 25th. Yesterday, it already got kicked off. Ryan Donato going to the Wild in exchange for Charlie Coyle. Just a little tidbit for you there. We have a Minnesota fan that listens every morning.
Mm.
Shout out Frosty Sea Dog. Appreciate you listening. And we enjoy it.
Mm, great organization.
Yeah. Oh, great organization up there in Minnesota. Nine trades this morning, Mickey. The first being
NHL get any better offense?
And, yeah. We'll talk about the NHL. We'll do a whole segment. It'll be great.
Good.
First trade for you there, Plowler. It involves Washington and Florida State. What would you say Florida State's biggest need is at this point in time?
Well, everybody says quarterback.
It is quarterback.
But James Blackman's a good quarterback.
Sure.
They need offensive linemen.
Would he be better than a junior quarterback from Washington named Jacob Eason?
I don't know. Eason has been so limited in what he's done. I'm not sure that Eason's better than James Blackman.
This trade talks about Eason for Florida State defensive tackle Marvin Wilson and senior cornerback Levante Taylor. Little two-for-one deal up there. Get that offense kick-started down in Tallahassee.
Got to be honest with you.
Levante Send some Taylor. Good times the other way.
I was so disappointed watching him. So, I thought he was a superstar, but he's not. He's a tiny fella.
He's the Cam Akers of that team.
Well, the defense. The Woodbury kid's a good player. The Marvin Wilson kid's good, but not as good as I said he's going to be. Anyway.
Washington needing help on defense. Florida State gets the offense going. Eason from Wilson and Taylor.
Yeah.
You're all about it. You love it.
I would not trade Wilson and Taylor for Eason. No, not when you got Blackman. Don't like the trade. Nope. If I'm Florida State, no.
Has Blackman shown you enough, though?
Has Eason?
That's true. But has Blackman shown you enough?
No. He's shown me as much or more than Eason.
You got.
Let's look at him right quick. Ready?
You had just dismissed old whatever his name was. I don't even want to say his name anymore because that was such an ugly
thing.
You're
talking about DeAndre.
Yeah. Old Frenchie.
Francois.
Yeah. You just dismissed him. You're a little thin at quarterback there. A lot of freshmen on the roster. And then James Blackman. It can't hurt to bring another guy in. And you have a surplus, if you will, on defense, at defensive tackle and corner if you're Florida State.
Yeah, but I'm not giving up two starters for that. Let's do stats between the two so far. Ready?
When would you put the trade deadline in for college football?
Whenever we wake up from our dreams.
Sure.
Let's make sure of that. And let me do Jacob Eason here.
In a world.
You know, Eason, I didn't think he was all that great when he was in there. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
James Blackman, in 16 games, 206 for 348. Eason, 208 for 377. Eason's completed 55% of his passes. Blackman's completed 59% of his passes.
Eason's going to be the starter this year.
Maybe.
Isn't he?
Maybe. They've got some little competition up there. Eason's thrown for 2,400 yards. Blackman's thrown for 2,700 yards. Eason has thrown for 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Blackman, 24 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. I'm not giving up Marvin Wilson and Levante Taylor for the exact same stats.
They're the same thing.
It's the exact same thing. Why am I going to give up two starters? Right? Bad trade, ESPN.
Number one quarterback prospect in the 2016 recruiting class.
Doesn't matter. I don't care about recruiting classes. I care about on the field so far.
He's a 13-game starter in the SEC.
Great. Good on you. Good job. Ain't happening.
Second trade.
I'll put that one down. All right. Yeah, what you got?
Wisconsin sends quarterback Fayon Hicks and junior safety Eric Burrell for Kelly Bryant at Missouri.
Nope.
Wisconsin gets a quarterback that can throw marginally better than Hornibrook. He's a righty, not a lefty, obviously. Missouri gets some help on the defensive side of the ball.
Don't like it.
Why?
Hornibrook's...
Bryant gets the opportunity to play in meaningful postseason games.
Yeah, but the other kid doesn't. Kid going to Missouri.
Okay.
Hornibrook is... are you sure he comes back, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure that Kelly Bryant's a better passer than Hornibrook?
Yes.
I didn't realize this, man. Hornibrook throws picks.
Yeah.
47 touchdowns, 33 picks.
In his career?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am sure Kelly Bryant's a better passer.
I don't like it. Wouldn't do it.
Ah, it'd be fun. It'd be exciting.
What's number three? What do you got?
Wisconsin gets a talent. Not talent. They get an experienced quarterback.
Yeah.
Three, Texas wide receiver Devin Duvernay and freshman Jordan Whittington to Arizona State for junior running back Eno Benjamin. That kid out there at Arizona State that's been tearing up, but nobody ever talks about him because he's at Arizona State. Texas gets the run game going.
Yeah.
They get a complimentary piece to Sam Ellinger so he doesn't get it banged up out there.
Jordan Humphreys comes back, right?
Yes.
I do this one.
This is one that works. If Texas kickstarts a run game in real life, somehow they kickstart that running game. I mean, they could be for real, no?
Yeah, because they get the quarterback running as well. I like Benjamin. I think he, yeah, I like this trade. This is the first good one you mentioned so far. Benjamin last year, 1,600 yards, 16 touchdowns. 5'10", 201. He'll be a junior? Yeah, just junior. So, yeah, I like the trade. Do it. Pull the trigger on that one. Yep.
Fourth trade here. What is the one thing Alabama missed on the defensive side of the ball more than anything last season?
Secondary.
The other one thing.
Linebackers. Oh, yeah. Edge rusher.
Middle linebacker.
Yeah.
They struggled in the middle of the field. They make a trade with California. They send junior wide receiver Henry Ruggs for Cal senior middle linebacker Evan Weaver. Get some talent inside the middle of that defense. Perfect fit for the Alabama defense. He is, after ranking second in the Pac-12 with 158 tackles last year, 88 solo. Returning to school, a little bit of experience, 9 tackles for a loss and 4.5 sacks. Alabama gets their man inside.
I didn't think that they were terrible there. I thought they had other deficiencies. Henry Ruggs, I thought was going to be a big part of that national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he just didn't do anything. First, he's not a very big fella, and that's fine. But all of the receivers are the same size. You notice that? Smith and Judy and Ruggs, they're all like the same size. They're all about 6 foot, about 185. Against Clemson, he caught one ball for 3 yards. He had 46 catches last year. He had 11 touchdowns. He had 741 yards against Clemson. One catch for 3 yards. He wasn't a factor.
One game doesn't make an entire season.
Against
right?
Oklahoma, 3 for 14. So, I thought Ruggs could be a better player than that. I'm not sold on him. You won't miss Henry Ruggs, I can tell you that. Not with Devonta Smith and not with Jerry Jeudy. Plus, put a big fella in there every once in a while. They're all the same size, man. So, yeah, if I'm Bam, I'd pull the trigger on that. Yeah.
We're skipping the next one because it's stupid and I hate it.
What is it? Just tell me what it is.
It was a Florida and Oregon trade. Oregon sophomore, left tackle Penae Sewell for Florida wide receivers, Van Jefferson and Jacob Copeland.
Man, that's a lot to give up for Florida, I guess. I don't know.
I guess they need some offensive line help. This one is one that has a bit of a Clemson flair to it because he was a recruit up until the last minute. Georgia sophomore offensive lineman Cade Mays to Ohio State for defensive end Tyreek Smith.
Georgia's got depth on the offensive line. Yes, I'll give you that.
Ohio State has depth as pass rushers.
Yeah, I like it. That's a good trade.
Yep. Well, one for one. Yep. Both teams benefit.
I like it.
Mays can play multiple positions up front. You got to love that.
Yes, I like it.
Oklahoma, no, we don't like that one. And then finally, the one that Clemson's involved in.
I don't want to trade any of our guys. I like our guys. Hey, you know how little kid says, we don't trade our guys. This is our guys, yeah. Man. I don't want Tom Brady, the Dolphins. This is our guys. Yes.
Clemson sophomore, Lynn J. Dixon.
Nope.
Four. Boise State junior linebacker, Curtis Weaver.
No. I don't know anything about Weaver. I like Lynn J. Dixon. Curtis Weaver, let me look at him. Don't
Weaver know is being looked at as a potential top draft pick in 2020. Hybrid linebacker / DN has 20 and a half sacks in 2 years.
Bye, Lindra.
Yeah.
Love you.
You got a lot of depth at running back right now.
Yeah. He had 9.5 sacks as a freshman, 11 as a sophomore.
So listen, it's something to chew on there.
How big is this fella? 6'3", 266. Yeah.
Bye, Lindra.
Yeah. If I would have gotten the Mississippi running back, I'd say pull that trigger. And if he comes to school, but no, you didn't.
But you didn't.
You had Feaster as a backup. I tell you, man, Feaster had a pretty good year last year.
Absolutely.
You know what? Hey, we're not releasing the feast. What do you call him? Feed the feast.
Feed the feast, yeah.
Not feeding the feast over here.
Well, we had a kid from Jennings, Louisiana, decide to throw his hat in the ring.
Set the school record.
And here we are.
Hey, man, like Davion Feaster, he didn't have a bad year last year. 70 carries, 440 yards, 5.6 yards per carry, 6 touchdowns, caught 11 balls for 71 yards. Keep going back, man. One of the biggest plays in the national championship games is a little screen pass that he took.
Absolutely.
So I like Davion Feaster. 9 carries, 63 yards against South Carolina, had 101 against Louisville. I like Davion Feaster. I think he had a pretty good year. I think he's going to have a good senior year as a backup. But, yeah, ETN kind of ruined the curve through all that.
Just some things to think on. It's a fun little article to go about. Sorry you hated it.
Well, just...
You can get back to your very serious sports topics in the next segment, but I appreciate you amusing me for a segment here.
What member of Friends would you want to go out with? Courtney Cox or Jennifer Aniston?
Well, it's college football. We are in February. There is no college football being played.
Yeah.
It's all they talk about.
It's not bad. It's better than their recruiting rankings. Remember the recruiting, just how bad they are, some of the recruiting stuff we did, I picked on a couple weeks ago?
You got all fired up about that.
Yeah. Not bad, buddy. Not bad. Still in a good mood if you give us good music. You're not going to announce when you're going to do Tebow today?
No.
You're just going to play Tebow, come back, meet and break? That means you got to pay attention?
You're going to have to be here and pay attention the entire show.
Okay. Sounds good. I can do that. Engineered Sleep is a really one of the most unique companies. Now, they're Jay and Davis Orders, friends of the show. Their granddad was in the mattress business. Their family's been in the mattress business for years and years and years. I'm looking now at their website, Engineered Sleep. They've got a great mattress right here, the ES mattress in the twin with the Sorrento 2-inch topper. On a great buy right now. Get all your accessories there, the adjustable beds there. The main thing I'm telling you is it's a bed that is made specifically for you. You can watch them make your bed. You can take it home with you that day. And by visiting their showroom and going in and laying down these beds, I love shopping for mattresses because you just get to lay down. That's pretty cool. That's what we did. Mary and I love our bed. We have an adjustable bed now, so she just pulls presses a button, gets head comes up. She can feed Drake and hang out with Drake. Pretty cool stuff. They're off 627 Congaree Road over in Greenville. And right now I'm looking. They have 37 reviews on their page, on their website. All of them 5 stars. You only pay attention to 5 stars, Zacho, right? 4 stars don't mean anything to you. You're going to love Engineer Sleep. EngineerSleep.com, 627 Congaree Road, 244-0898. Our great friends at Engineer Sleep and Engineer Sleep. .com. We come back, we'll open up phone lines, our Northern Communication phone line 654-ROAR, our Health Dare text line 986-1566, our Twitter feed at Mr. Orr24 at Mickey Plotter. What's funny over
there? Hour three after this. Hour two after this.
No, our text feed.
Yep.
Love to see you on that. Got a lot of people wanting to know about calves. They show them these Mickelson calves.
I got tagged in too many Mickelson calf pictures yesterday, asking about comparisons.
Just to be clear, here's our cute.
These things need to stop.
But just to be clear, good to give you one. It's not in the same ballpark, right?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Short break. We'll come back much more after this.
This weekend, the Tigers are set to begin their second series of this young season as the Keydets of VMI head to town for another great weekend of baseball in Doug Kingsmore Stadium. The Tigers look to continue out-of-conference play strong with more great baseball. First pitch on Friday is 4 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., with each broadcast beginning 30 minutes prior to first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory. Offers within 5 business days. Price matches before applicable rebates.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hendrick Honda Easley is a short drive from where you are. Serving the upstate with great Honda incentives, Hendrick Honda Easley has great low interest rates, terms, purchase, and lease payments. Right now, get a 2018 Accord for $259 a month or a Honda Civic for $199 a month. We even have the Honda CR-V for as low as $249 a month. Not all will qualify, so see Hendrick Honda Easley for all the details. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
The best way to kick off the day, the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I got an email yesterday or day before yesterday, and it said, hey, dude, you got to stop the back to 30 stuff, man. You're giving away your man card. I'm like, okay, yeah, caveman. Unga Bunga, Captain Caveman. Hey, look, dude, if you want to look old and wrinkled, if you want to look like Keith Richards, hey, that's fine with me. If you want to look like Willie Nelson, yo, dude, that's fine with me. I get it. I'll just go try to look younger, try to look better. And I don't know if you're married or not. I don't know if you have a girlfriend or not. I don't know what your situation is. But if you like, sure, knock yourself out. Just look old and broken down or whatever. I'm going to try to look a little bit younger. I'm going to try to take care of myself. They're non-invasive stuff. They've got all those great services there, the great products there. A team that's voted best in the upstate, a team that trains, a team that will make the thing safe on you, and a team that wants to give you back 10 years. I love this motto. Give us 5 minutes, we'll give you 10 years. 4 convenient locations. Hey, guys, feels good to look good again. Back to 30, backto30.com. Text from extraordinary said, my Crocs have never exploded like Zion. Zion should check that out. I asked you during the break, we had a texter said, Josh from Columbia says on our health care text line, yo, Mick and Zach, y'all see the coach's handshake line after the game of the Duke-North Carolina game? Coach K blew Roy off so fast it startled Roy.
Yeah.
I think that that Coach K looks like a sore loser and looks like a jerk as he just blows by him with a little, yeah, whatever. Roy's trying to talk to him. He just like, he didn't want to hear it. Nothing.
Did you, when you were doing the good game in Little League, did you stop, have a conversation with everybody, or you just go good game and go on through the line?
Well, okay, when I was a child, yeah. I thought I was a child. Now I'm a man, I think like a man. Now,
so
that
men
said,
have to stop and have conversations after competitions?
No, they don't have to. But when one wants to, then you show him the courtesy as a gentleman to have him. What
Roy, I'm not here for his feelings.
Look, there's a little bit of class. There's a little bit of way you handle stuff. Now, there's part of you that says, I think it was Vince Lombardi, I think, class. That said, show me a good loser, I'll show you a loser. It's a bad look for Krzyzewski.
You're playing your rival. You're playing your rival. You just got blown out. You're worried You're worried about your blown out star's knee.
Blown out like Zion's shoe.
I mean, there's other things on his mind than sitting there and arranging a dinner date with Roy
no
and his wife.
Date.
Little double date.
I think the message, I'm guessing the message was, hey man, I hope Zion's okay.
You can't say thanks in passing?
No, not blow by him and just like shake it off. It's a bad look. He wanted nothing to do with Roy Williams at the time. Bad look. It wasn't a classy look. Dabo goes in Syracuse's locker room after the game. K blows off Roy Williams.
Dabo did one thing after one game. Does he do that after every game?
No. Well, no. They don't lose, so we don't know.
No.
We don't know. He didn't go in a single other locker room this year after I got lost.
Did he go?
Because I didn't lose.
Did he go in the Alabama locker room after the Sugar Bowl?
No, I probably wouldn't welcome him there.
Yeah. So.
But you know what he did? He shook Nick Saban's hand.
Yeah, so did Coach K.
He blew by.
Every single basketball coach has that line. They shake the hand, they move on and go down the line.
But sometimes they actually speak to each other, and they actually have like a word. It's not a ceremonial thing.
You are making about
it. It looks to me like Roy's trying to give some condolences, and a classy move by Roy Williams, and Mike Krzyzewski blew him off.
Mountain out of a molehill.
Said
nobody has ever called Roy Williams classy.
I think a lot of people have.
Get out of here.
I'm not a Roy Williams fan.
Get out of here.
I'm not a Roy Williams fan. Making a mountain out of a molehill, says the guy that said Trevor Lawrence shouldn't have pushed the guy or is a big deal, he pushed the guy at 86 feet from the basket.
Yeah. Still firmly believe that.
But yet, K can blow right through a handshake.
K did what he had to do. He met your unwritten rules obligations, and he moved on down the line. Trevor buried a kid 70 feet from the basket.
I know what you do. You see the old high school guy at the mall, and he hears you getting engaged, and all the guy wants to say is, hey, Zach, buddy, congratulations on you and Kristen's engagement, man. I hope it goes well. You're like, yeah, buddy, see you. All right, got to go.
I go, yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, got to go.
Yep.
See you later.
Bye.
Yeah got to go. I'm not trying to pretend like Roy's some sort of
you're Roy Williams
bastion
apologist.
Of sportsmanship. You know what it is? It's these guys aren't used to losing, and when they do, it's a bad look, man. Handle your business in adversity as well.
you're at one of the highest levels of competition.
Yeah.
In one of the most...
And should be the highest level in sportsmanship.
Fiercely competed rivalries in all of its sport.
Yep. And with the world watching, it's a great point of great moment to show some sportsmanship.
Did he walk the other way and go into the locker room, didn't shake his hand?
Nope.
So he shook his hand.
Right.
And went about his life.
I tell you what, on our callers that want to call us today, blow them off. Like, don't answer the phone.
When I got pinned in wrestling, I didn't sit there, shake the guy's hand afterward. Goes, hey, man, you really caught me there. Well done. Well, listen, I just want to talk to you about this. Thank you so much for the opportunity for this match. No, I shook the kid's hand. His hand got raised, and I walked off the mat. That's it. We're not sitting there having a conversation the entire time.
Sore loser. Maybe the guy wanted to say,
it's not a sore loser. You are so dumb about this. This is ridiculous.
Maybe the guy wanted to say, hey, man, good luck to you the rest of the year.
Cool. I don't want to talk about it. We just lost. I shook your hand like a man, right? Did Coach K do that last night?
Did Coach
K do it last night? Yes. Shook his hand. We move on.
Have you ever...
I want him to hate him. I want him to hate everything that is North Carolina. Makes for a better tea. Makes for a better product.
No. Have you ever, like, wanted to say something to somebody after a match of truly sportsmanship and truly congratulations?
Have I ever wanted to?
Uh-huh.
No.
Really?
No.
I lost a golf tournament one time to a friend of mine's son. I choked. I blew it. It was hard. After the match was over, I called his dad and said, man, you know what? You'd have been so proud of your son today. He played great, and he won the tournament. And I know you're proud of him. It's the right thing to do. Show some humility. Show some sportsmanship. It's a good teaching moment for a lot of people watching. All Roy wanted to say, I'm guessing this man, I hope Zion's okay. Good luck. And Roy was stuck. He was tripping on his bottom lip to go back and pout. So he can go cuss some referees or something. I mean, just get out. He just wants out of there. It's a bad look, Zach. There's no other way to put it. It's a bad look.
Couldn't disagree more, and I'm not disagreeing to be a contrarian. I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
I think the people on the text line are wrong. It doesn't make sense.
What's wrong with someone who has something genuine to say to you? It's your duty to sit back and listen to it.
It is 100% not your duty to sit back and listen to it.
Disagree.
You don't have to listen to anything anybody says to you. You're your own person. You shook the hand. You probably said good game. Do we know if you said good game or not?
We don't know. It's backstern to us.
You said thanks or whatever it is. You did what you had to do. It's ridiculous that we're even talking about this for the last 7 minutes.
You did the bare minimum.
He coached his team in a rivalry game, shook the hand, and went to the locker room, talked to his team.
Yeah.
This is a bad take.
I think it's a good take.
It's a bad take, bud.
Well,
we've had better ones.
We will always err on the side of being a gentleman.
Oh, my God.
Except
gosh.
For Bulldog Burt. Being a gentleman.
Oh, my goodness.
And showing sportsmanship. Simple as that. We'll err to that side. So we'll do. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You want to get some of your text? I'll let you pick out one from each side. You're arguing with some people. Good. You pick them out on our health care text line.
Nope. Go ahead.
One guy said, I'm with Zach.
You go ahead and cherry pick the ones that paint you in the best light.
What I said was,
yeah.
Let's pick one from each side.
No, go ahead. Do what we usually do. Cherry pick the ones that agree with you.
No, I'm not saying that.
Once again, Zach is wrong. Just wants to argue. Damn contrarian. He only wants sportsmanship when it fits his argument. I don't know what that means and what we're talked about with sportsmanship at any other time, but that's fine.
The guy says, I'm with Zach.
Oh,
that's one of those. Nathan texts in or tweets in, don't let Zach coach Drake's Little League teams. It's teachable moments, man.
You don't know. You don't owe the competition anything.
I think you do.
A handshake, right?
A handshake and a good game. More than a handshake. That when the man wants to have something to do with you and pass along some sort of condolences, then you sit there and you if he's willing, if he's offering to give it to you, you're gracious enough to accept it.
If Duke and Clemson are playing and Clemson gets blown out, fine. Talk to him. Have a great time. Let's have a conversation at midcourt. Hold up the rest of the line. I'm all for it. If you're playing your arch rival, we're shaking hands and we're going the other way. There's no problem with that. Dabo's done those handshakes at midfield before. He's done them. So we can cherry pick the one time we went to an opposing locker room,
Dabo,
or we can be honest about what happens in competition at the
Dabo
highest level.
Shake a coach's hand. It looks to me like Dabo's trying to have a long conversation with the other coach. It looks like to me he's trying to have extended words of some sort of genuine dip. Maybe I'm wrong. But the coach that he just beat wants nothing to do with it. But Dabo has something. It looks like he has something more than just good game to say.
Screw that.
I think it looks like it looks childish.
Yeah, you know what?
It looks childish.
Let's get off the bench. We'll pull the chairs around like they do in the timeout. We'll pass around the juice boxes and talk about how the game went. Is everybody's feelings all right? Everybody can speak their turn, speak their truth. If they're holding the basketball right, so we don't get everybody talking over each other. And then we'll go in the locker room when everyone's ready to go in the locker room, and we'll shower up and go home. Is that okay with you?
No, just handle your business in a classy way. What in class? I wouldn't be proud of it if Mike Krzyzewski this morning.
Jan and Seneca this morning. Zach, it's called respect, courtesy, civility, sportsmanship. It doesn't take a lot to be nice. It's the right thing to do.
Right.
Absolutely. He shook the hand. It was respectful. It was courteous. And he moved on. It's sportsmanship. They shook the hand. This is... Okay. You enjoy the rest of the two minutes of the segment.
That's it. You threw the fuck away. Come on, man. You know, the thing about that is all the hockey people, all the hockey stuff you do, after the series is over, y'all kill each other. And then at the end of the series, y'all give each other these great big hugs, this respect of this respectful handshake. And these guys give hugs and say, man, y'all did a great job. And there's nice little words to be said. Good luck. Congratulations the next round. It's a respect thing. Well, if a man's willing to give you, gracious enough to give you a couple of moments of encouragement, a couple of moments of condolences, you show some class. You don't walk away from him. Simple as that, Mike Krzyzewski. You embarrassed your program. You embarrassed yourself. You had a chance to be a sport and you didn't. You pouted.